Last year in Minneapolis, it rained on the Friday night that we went out. And the Saturday, we had a vision for 1,000 souls. There was 30 of us. We prayed with exactly 1,000 souls, with 30 people, okay? So I'm believing for between 75 and 100 people tomorrow. We can pray with 1,000 people tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
God usually gives us more than we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. But it was awesome. Just to go out for it, some of us were only actually witnessing for half an hour. You were driving around trying to find places. And if one person got saved, the angels are rejoicing. I'm talking about us. We were driving all over the place. But then God blessed us at Walmart parking lot. We went shopping for souls. You went to Walmart too? You went to a Walmart too? Same spirit. See, there's an anointing at Walmart. People are really open at Walmart to get saved. See, you got to go where the people are. Pardon? You did? You ate already?
No, I didn't eat a lot. We had tacos.
See, you can go to a restaurant. Really?
Yeah.
At the restaurant. You know, you went from table to table in a restaurant.
With their
blessings.
Everybody.
With their blessings. You know, we were... Oh, it's a Mexican restaurant. We went to East St. Louis a couple years ago. And we had some people stand in McDonald's drive-thru and Popeye's chicken. We led 50 people to Christ going through the drive-thrus in both of these restaurants. See, there's an anointing in restaurants. The places you think people wouldn't be open, they are open. It's just wonderful. Who's got a testimony? Is this mic on too? Anybody have a testimony in the first row here? Anybody would like to just share anything tonight? Clarence?
Tonight we went to Walmart, and I already said that, didn't we? I should have the people that were with me speak, but I think it was really an opening for them to see how easy it is just to simply, you know, tell people I'm here from Minneapolis. I have a survey that I'm doing. We came down here just to see where people are at spiritually. Would you let me ask you a spiritual question? And most people were open and just asked them if they know for sure they're going to heaven. And I think most of the people that we prayed with told us that they did know they were going to heaven. But then when I asked them, well, if you did go to heaven and God asks you, why should I let you into my heaven? Well, then it was another thing because they really didn't know if for sure if they're going to heaven or not. And so we had an opportunity to pray with 15 people there at Walmart.
Wow. And to God be the glory.
Amen.
Thanks, Clint. Praise the Lord. Anybody else have a testimony? Second row? Someone from the other church, too? Come on up here. You guys. Please. Come on up and just share what happened tonight. See, because this is contagious. Isn't it?
Amen. Hablé espagnol? We started by driving. We went to 21st and Garnet, 129th. And so we had some friends that had took us one time to a Spanish restaurant, Mexican. And it was very typical food, like all the Spanish go there. So Harold said, let's just go there. So we kind of went around, and it was pretty quiet. It's like a kind of a strip mall. And so then we saw a couple. We started talking to them, and they were Christian. And they said, oh, there's a restaurant over there. So we went around, but then we saw a bar. So we stopped at a bar. And so and so we're outside, and we're ministering to people. And so this couple turn around, and they come, and they're all down the middle. Oh, senorita, senorita. And they're trying to tell me, this is not the restaurant, this is the bar. We said, no, we know, that's okay. So we started to minister, and I think over there, two men got saved there. And we prayed for one that had his fingers cut. So we prayed for him. And then after that, we went to the restaurant that Harold had talked about. And that's where the 23 other people got saved. Yeah. The cooks, everybody.
Cooks?
And so, yes.
Right in the restaurant.
Yes. And I got to lead the little cook in Spanish myself.
He prayed.
I knew little, and he kept laughing because all the words I used were kids' words. So he repeated, grown-up guy, he repeated the little kids' words, you know, in Spanish, but he got saved.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Just the one thing I want to add to that is Pastor Nick was preaching tonight about just being obedient and going to the bar with his uncle earlier and then going into restaurants and getting people saved. And everything that he had preached about tonight before we went out came to pass. And that oftentimes happens before we go out on the streets. Pastor Nick will call it out and then God will perform it. So praise God, he confirmed his word.
Hallelujah. Glory to Dios. Ma'am? Praise God.
I just wanted to share, this was my first time to ever go out in the streets. I've worked a lot with people in food giveaways and unsaved people, but I've never been out, and especially not with Hispanic people. And I was absolutely so excited. I'm still shaking. I got too excited, I guess. I don't know. But the people that I went with, they were speaking Spanish. And I mean, I got right in with people that I could watch exactly how they, you know, and learn and watch. But what really excited me was is that everything that I had prayed, specifically prayed, came to pass, every single thing. And one of them that I didn't really tell everybody, but one of them was, is that we were, there were so many people from the groups, you know, that were out, that a lot of the people that came around, you know, some of them had already been talked to. Well, we got up there, and Rachel, she would say, there's one over there, do you want to go over there? There's one over there, do you want to go over there? And she was just pointing them out, you know, and we'd prayed specifically for divine appointments. Well, this one guy, it was just too much for me, because when I got up there, God really started speaking to me about it, you know, just praying for him. But we got up, this guy's leaning up against a pole in the middle of nowhere in this parking lot. He's just leaning up against the pole, and so we're walking up, and they begin to talk to him. This guy has been in Tulsa 5 days. He fell off a train. He fell off a train. And I meant, now that may not seem like, I mean, but now he's going on to Denver. And he's only been in town 5 days. I mean, it's set up. I mean, totally set up, you know. I mean, set up.
Hallelujah.
You know? And I was so excited. I was just getting everybody. I was going around just praying and thanking God and everything. I mean, it's fabulous that people get saved. But the way when you pray like that, and then God does something like that,
confirms it.
Blows my mind.
Isn't
I was
that
so
awesome,
excited.
Sister?
And I was telling them, you know,
hallelujah,
this is so fabulous and it's so spiritual and so, but God is so much fun. I have so much fun.
Exactly. You coming tomorrow? You coming out tomorrow, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
She'll be back tomorrow, she said. Anybody else have a testimony? Amy? Jenny, you can come up. Anybody else? Just come up here and we'll just... And we don't want to keep you too long. If you have to leave, you can go, but I'm telling you, this is exciting to...
Amen. I'll make this quick. Basically, we were walking along just looking for people, and a car drives up by us and says, I need prayer, I need prayer. And this happens all the time back home. I'm back in Minneapolis. It happens all the time. People come up and say, I need the Lord, pray with me. They recognize you when you're out there, especially when you're out there consistently. They recognize you, and this guy, he said his son was at home bleeding or whatever, so we stopped and prayed, and he was like, I'm in a hurry, I gotta go, so then he left.
Wow.
But they recognize what we're out there for. We weren't flashing our tracks. So.
Put your phone off, Clarence.
Well, we went to Walmart parking lot across the street and ministered to several different people. They were all born, well, they were, the first ones were born again, but this one couple, they were pastors. And so Alan was with us. He said he was a pastor from Minnesota. And they said, well, we're pastors too. And they had just left a church that had split up. And so they had us, we said, can we pray with you for anything? And they said, just pray, because they were starting to work with a new little church that does outreach to Spanish people. And someone they said that someone in that church really ministers to the people in this apartment complex off Main.